Hello, I'm Tia Elbaum with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Jean Bloom from the OIG's Office of Audit and Evaluation. Today we'll be discussing an audit report on the EPA Administrator's Protective Service Detail. Thank you for being here, Jean.
Thank you, Tia.
So what period was covered by this audit?
The audit covered the period from September 2016 to May 2018.
That means that for part of the period covered by the audit, from September 2016 to January 2017, Gina McCarthy was the administrator of the EPA.
Right. Then an interim official served briefly after the presidential inauguration in January 2017 until Scott Pruitt was sworn in as administrator in February 2017. Mr. Pruitt remained in that position until he resigned in July 2018. So there were three people in the administrator's position during the 21-month period covered by our audit.
Thank you. What prompted this audit of the EPA Administrator's Protective Service Detail?
In 2016, the OIG received a hotline complaint alleging that the Protective Service Detail agents weren't working their complete 8-hour shifts or the required overtime hours for law enforcement availability pay. The complaint also alleged that agents may have exceeded the biweekly or annual pay cap limitations set by law. Based on that complaint, we initiated an audit to determine whether the agency was properly scheduling, approving, and monitoring agents' time. In 2017, we expanded the audit to include a review of the agency's law enforcement authority.
There are quite a few issues covered by this audit, but let's just highlight the key ones. Can you start by telling me who is responsible for the EPA's Protective Service Detail?
Sure. The Office of Criminal Enforcement, Forensic and Training, which resides within the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, has been designated to provide protection for the administrator. That office has overall responsibility for the Protective Service Detail.
You included a review of the agency's law enforcement authority in the audit. Can you explain why the scope of the original audit was expanded to include this topic?
We made the decision to expand the audit based on our assessment of the agency's internal controls for the Protective Service Detail. Starting in 2010, the agency began going to the U.S. Marshals Service to have Protective Service Detail agents deputized to provide protection to the EPA Administrator. This coincided with hiring new agents specifically for the purpose and reassigning agency Criminal Investigative Division agents full-time to the Protective Service Detail, away from investigating environmental crimes. In 2017, the agency stopped using Marshal Service deputation. The OIG audit team questioned why the EPA was no longer seeking Marshal Service deputation and how EPA was deriving its law enforcement authority for the Protective Service Detailed agents.
Once the agency stopped using U.S. Marshal Service deputation, how did it maintain law enforcement authority?
The agency took the position that the law enforcement powers given to the EPA under 18 U.S. Code Section 3063, the statute that discusses the authority of EPA law enforcement officers to investigate criminal violations of federal environmental laws, were very broad and allowed the agency to provide protective services.
Did the agency provide a written legal opinion supporting this position?
For over a year, despite repeated requests by the OIG, the agency failed to provide a written legal opinion setting out a legal basis for the Protective Service Detail law enforcement authority. It wasn't until after the audit team submitted a draft report that the agency's Office of General Counsel provided us with a written legal opinion.
The opinion was part of the agency's official response to the draft report submitted at the end of June 2018, and it repeated the agency's argument that its statute covering investigations of federal environmental laws was broad enough to allow the agency to provide protective services. The OIG doesn't take any position on the merits of that analysis. However, we recommend that the agency's opinion be implemented through new policies, procedures, and/or guidance defining the amount of time agents must spend on investigating environmental crimes and how the time will be monitored and documented by supervisors.
Thank you, Jean. The OIG's audit report also looked at whether there are standard operating procedures in place to identify the proper level of protection required for the EPA administrator. In 2017, the agency expanded the services it provided from door-to-door protection by 6 agents to 24-hour, 7-day-a-week protection by 19 agents. So how did the protective service detail determine that Administrator Pruitt required 24/7 protection?
We found that the protective service detail has no approved procedures that address the level of protection it provides for the administrator or how these services are to be provided. The protective service detail's failure to establish procedures results in the organization not operating effectively, efficiently, or consistently. It also leads to ambiguity with respect to how the security detail operates. For example, the decision to have 24/7 protection for Administrator Pruitt was made prior to his arrival without using documented procedures to determine the proper level of protection required. As a result, the level of services provided to the former administrator defaulted to a management decision from the Office of the Administrator.
So the absence of procedures resulted in unclear lines of authority, inconsistent practices, inappropriate or inadequate staffing, and excessive or unnecessary costs for the agency.
Yes, during the first 11 months of Administrator Pruitt's tenure, protective service detail costs increased over 110% compared to the 11th month prior period. Without clear operating procedures, it is difficult to determine whether and how much of this cost increase may have been justified.
Exactly how much did costs increase when the agency expanded protective service detail services to provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week protection for Administrator Pruitt?
The cost increased from $1.6 million to $3.5 million over just 11 months.
So who directed that protection be increased for Administrator Pruitt?
Initially, in February 2017, the EPA transition team directed the protective service detail to provide 24/7 protection to the administrator, consistent with the level of protection provided some other cabinet officials, and the protective service detail began to do so immediately upon his arrival. This coverage was to be reevaluated after the first 2 weeks of Mr. Pruitt's administration. The EPA's Office of Criminal Enforcement, Forensic and Training, Protective Service Detail, and the agency's Office of Homeland Security were supposed to conduct a cost analysis and threat assessment to help determine the coverage to be provided. We found evidence of a cost analysis, but no threat analysis was found.
Have you received any documented evidence or justification supporting the decision to provide 24/7 protective service?
No, we haven't. The agency informed us that it used an August 2017 OIG report titled Pending and Recent Threat Investigations to support the increased level of protection for Administrator Pruitt. However, the OIG's report only consisted of statistical data of threats received by the OIG and didn't assess the potential dangers presented by any of these threats. Additionally, the OIG report was prepared almost 6 months after the decision to increase protection was made. The agency never provided the audit team with documentation of the decision or justification to continue the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week protection beyond the initial 2-week period.
Chapter 6 of the OIG's audit report looks at pay caps. In the report, you note that in January 2017, a protective service detail agent received $21,449 for overtime work. This amount exceeded the annual pay cap of the prior year. How did that happen?
In September 2017, midway through our audit, the Office of Inspector General issued a publicly available management alert to notify the agency that weaknesses in its controls had resulted in an error. The EPA's Office of General Counsel incorrectly terminated a debt owed by a protective service detail agent because the office wasn't properly informed that the disputed payment was manually adjusted and removed from being considered part of the agent's gross wages. We recommended that the EPA's chief financial officer design and implement new controls to prevent this from happening again, determine whether similar unauthorized payments have been made, and recover any overpayments. Those recommendations remained unresolved because the corrective actions proposed by the agency don't meet the intent of our recommendations.
You also looked at the agency's process for authorizing overtime. What else did you find?
We reported that the EPA's Office of Criminal Enforcement, Forensic and Training wasn't approving overtime authorization forms in compliance with its pay administration manual. We estimated that between January 2016 and March 2017, over $100,000 of overtime payments were made to agents without properly approved overtime requests.
The requests were being approved by an acting special agent in charge who didn't meet the level of approval required by agency policy.
Was that problem resolved?
Yes, it was. The agency took immediate action to have the office deputy director approve all requests for overtime. As a result, no recommendation is being made regarding the authorization of overtime.
Thank you, Jean, for sharing the results of this audit. A word to our listeners, issues identified with law enforcement availability pay are being covered further in a separate audit still in progress. To learn more about the EPA Office of Inspector General's work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.